Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Congressman Tom Reed is joining us live this morning. He's blasting Governor Cuomo over the nursing home crisis. But before we get to that, Congressman, we want to ask you about phase two reopening. Are you in the dark, like everyone else seems to be, on when the Southern Tier and Finger Lakes will be allowed to reopen?
And the Western District and others. I mean, I'll tell you, there's been no communication from the governor's office. The metrics were set in black and white. We were all moving in direction of phase two, opening up in the Southern Tier Finger Lakes. And with no notice to anyone, the governor just moved the goalpost in the middle of the night. And I'll just tell you, it's so frustrating. Thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people have worked so hard to get us to this point. And the governor just thumbs his nose at us and says he knows better. I guess he's King Cuomo out of New York.
Where obviously there's respect to being able to be flexible with new numbers of hospitalizations or infections that come in, but at the same time being able to say, hey, you can plan to reopen in, say, even if it's as small as 5 days from now.
Well, obviously, but communication means you listen and you exchange information with each other. And in the control rooms, they were in the dark just as much as everyone else. And so everybody was advised from the governor's office that everything looks to be good. Metrics are running. We're looking at the dashboard. We're looking at the information. Everybody knows what the metrics are. They're in black and white. And everything is moving in the direction. And then literally, as people are ready to go to the next phase, there's an edict on a radio show. And not even a clear edict. I just said we're moving the goalpost, and we'll get back to you at some point in time. That's not how you lead. You lead by communicating and listening to people. And at least I'm pleased to see it's a Democrat and Republican joint frustration with the governor on this issue.
You know, and Congressman Cuomo said he's going to give the data to the experts, and they will decide. Is he trying to remove himself from this?
I think you absolutely see that. It's obviously a political move to get him out of being responsible for these decisions any longer. And, when he was at the helm here for the last 60 days, he said he's the one making all the decisions. He's the one where the buck stops. He's the one responsible. He'll take the blame. He'll take the praise. But, you know, now as he has to be held accountable to this, you're just seeing him do the classic pivot, dodge, blame, and move on. And, that's people are sick of it. They see through it. But the bottom line, it's not about Governor Cuomo. It's about the people of Western New York that have worked so hard to put us in this position. And then for the powers to just thumb their nose at people is just the height of hypocrisy and arrogance. And that's my biggest frustration right now.
One of the things you were looking to shine a light on yesterday was the handling of nursing homes across the state. We know what's happened in the past and the criticism of the initial policies that were laid out. What in your mind should be happening going forward?
What should be happening right now is have once-a-week testing, base it on the prevalence of the virus, where it's located, where the hotspots are going off, and then monitor and do additional testing as needed by the data, by the science. And then at the same time, have designated COVID-19 treatment facilities for our seniors that when they're positive for COVID-19, they go to those facilities for specialized treatment that this population needs, because this is the most susceptible population to the virus, and that are not sitting in our emergency rooms for 30, 40 days like today, And talk about hospitalization metrics in the Finger Lakes. When I held my call on Tuesday with all the hospitals and health networks, the reason why the hospitalization number was going up in the Finger Lakes, not exceeding the metric, but going up, was because these seniors are sitting in these emergency rooms for 30 to 40 days because they can't be discharged to any facility that will take them or that can take them under the governor's new order. And so the inconsistency and the change of this policy is dangerous, and it's jeopardizing our seniors on a day-to-day basis.
What is the fallout for the governor over this policy?
I have seen very limited. That's why we need to get to the bottom of it, because the original policy of ordering COVID-19 patients that were seniors back to the nursing homes, that the nursing homes had to take COVID-19 positive, led to 6,800 seniors' deaths. Those deaths are on the governor's hands. We need to understand what happened there and hold accountable for that to the families of those 6,800 folks. And at the same time, we need to go forward with policies that make sense, that are based on the science, based on the data, and that is being blatantly ignored by the governor's office right now. And on top of that, we invited him to this roundtable off the record. You know, we were trying to get to the bottom of these issues and good policy to make sure our seniors were protected. And 40 minutes before our roundtable, the governor said, no, not coming, not going to send anybody, you're on your own. We had the nursing homes, we had national experts, we had the hospitals, we had everybody in a position to answer this and get a better outcome for our seniors. The governor says, nah, not worth my time. So, I mean, it's so troublesome on behalf of the senior citizens that are at risk here. That's not the way you take care of these people.
All right, and Tom, one more thing on the testing issue. Do you think that the testing mandate for these staffers, is this about testing, or is this about possibly collecting a fine from violators?
It's about collecting a fine and also having the political optics of I'm going to be so tough on nursing homes now with twice a week testing for the employees to have cover for his prior decisions. But at the same time, remember this. He's mandating nursing home staffers twice a week, but then he's sending state employees into the nursing homes with no testing. So these are state employees that are going into these nursing homes under his order, and they have no testing requirements whatsoever. How do you show concern, or how are you saying that what you're doing is protecting seniors when you're sending state employees with no test into those senior citizens' nursing homes facilities as state employees that you control? Makes no sense. And this is why it's all about being a show horse rather than a workhorse. New York needs a workhorse. Enough of the press conferences. Get to work, listen to people, collaborate with people, and work together. Not one way, not my way or the highway type of approach, which has killed thousands of seniors, putting more people at risk. And now with phase two, you see the arrogance on display again. It's all about whatever he wants to do in regards to how he's going to decide things. Not listening to people, just him making these decisions.
Congressman, thank you. Congressman Tom Reed is joining us live.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.